Hi, everybody. This is Aaron Bierlein broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital in beautiful Northern Virginia, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. Yesterday, we had the presidential debate. I watched it in its entirety, and it was a nightmare. It was terrible. I'm going to be just flat out honest there. There were a lot of things I wish I saw Trump do last night that didn't get done, but there are also a lot of points that I think need to be made when we properly examine how these debates go. The first thing is that the debate can't be rated just as what occurred last night, because there has to be consideration in the idea of how is it going to be covered by the complicit media. There's a lot to be said to the idea that Joe Biden's entire campaign relies wholly on the media working for him, campaigning for him. There are Democrat operatives who have said basically that Joe Biden's entire campaign is to stay out of the media, let Trump do basically everything, go out there and talk and do his rallies and what have you, and rely wholly on the media to just bash Trump. And that shows in Joe Biden's debate performance. Joe Biden had the opportunity last night to go out there and actually tell people what his campaign plan was. What was it that Joe Biden was going to do as the president of the United States? And instead, his entire debate performance was revolved around whining about Donald Trump. And after 4 years, it's pretty ineffective. The American people are tired of hearing Orange Man bad, because the average American looks at their life and says, Orange Man, not so bad. In fact, the only things that liberals complain about is the BS talking points given to them by the mainstream media. Oh, Donald Trump's a virulent, awful racist. Yet how does that actually work with black Americans? Because more of them are supporting Trump than any recent Republican candidate, which suggests that they don't feel like that's true. And in fact, they feel the opposite. It also should be stated that most people are feeling pretty okay. What are the big things that really hurt Americans during the Trump presidency? Well, the largest one would be the COVID-19 pandemic. And when we want to look at the pandemic and how it affects Americans, then let's ask ourselves a pretty solid and easy question. Joe Biden wanted to whine, cry, and complain, and which, by the way, came off to me like a deflection from blaming China, which sort of brings to question when your son gets $1 billion from China and you want to make the pandemic all Trump's fault. Well, it seems like you're not going to hold China responsible. But what's Joe Biden's plan when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, during the debate, he just kept saying, well, we need more money, more money, more money, more money, more money, more money, more money. He says that small businesses need more money for PPE. He said that schools need more money for PPE. What he didn't say was that he would open things back up, and that's what I don't understand. Donald Trump has passed several relief packages. He's also made sure that there's things like the Paycheck Protection Program that actually did help small businesses stay closed when it would be safe. That sounds a lot like money. But the other question is Joe Biden going to open the country back up? That doesn't seem to be what he's saying. Instead, he wanted to talk about safety, 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 safety. Well, masks, I guess, because he wanted to repeat that so much. They say if we just wore masks, guys, well, was that going to make COVID-19 go away? Apparently not, because the majority of Americans do wear them, and we're still sitting here. There's several states that are still sitting in a lockdown situation. People can't send their kids to school. Some people still can't work. Either they're working from home or they're out of work in general. But it was the weirdest thing, because Donald Trump would talk about the economy, which he's done extremely well on, but then Joe Biden would say that it's all Donald Trump's fault that the economy crashed, which means that Joe Biden's not going to blame coronavirus at all for what happened in the economy. Granted, he hasn't said how Donald Trump would have made sure that the economy didn't crash, and the one thing that Trump did do, which was restrict travel from China, Joe Biden did say was hysterical and xenophobic. So what exactly is it that Joe Biden would have done? He would have spent more money. Apparently, that seems to be the thing that we got from Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't talk about his plan. And one of the things we did learn about Joe Biden in this debate was Joe Biden doesn't even know his own stances. He does actually call the Green New Deal a critical framework in how, how they're going to address climate change. But then he said that his plan has nothing to do with the Green New Deal. Well, that's not true. He also stated that Antifa isn't a group. It's an idea. Well, regardless of if you think it's an idea or it's a group, Vice President Biden, it's burning down cities, assaulting people, and killing them. It's responsible for over 100 days of violence in Portland and other cities across the country. It's also a group of people, I guess an idea, but it's an idea that's calling for the destruction and dismantle of the United States of America. And it's marching with Black Lives Matter into people's faces, harassing them while they eat, going into the suburbs and saying that they're going to burn people's houses down, saying that they're going to assault people and forcing them to put their hand up in solidarity or face some sort of physical consequences. So that idea seems to be affecting people. But once again, we got the same media talking points that Donald Trump won't disavow white supremacy, even though he's done it thousands of times. This comes down to how we need to define words. Because is Donald Trump a racist? No, he's not. You're an idiot if you think he is. Does Donald Trump support white supremacists? No, he doesn't. And you're an idiot and a liar if you say he does. The reality is we have to look at the definitions. Why does Donald Trump talk more when somebody says disavow white supremacy? That's easy. It's because what is white supremacy when it's mentioned by Joe Biden or the liberal media? It's everything they disagree with. Everything that the media disagrees with is called racist, white supremacist, right wing, and violent. There's proof, in fact, because this is what was tweeted out by Joe Biden's Twitter account today. He says, there's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refuses to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage. And he shows a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse. So, as defined by Joe Biden, white supremacist, which he considers a terrorist ideology, is anybody who's defending their community against the left-wing violent mob. That's proof and point right there on his Twitter account. If you defend your house, if you defend your business, and if you defend your community against a violent mob that Joe Biden claims is just an idea, then you're a white supremacist. It should be noted that Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys are filing a defamation lawsuit because Kyle Rittenhouse is not a white supremacist. He was a kid that was defending a business that was under assault by deranged left-wing lunatics. He was attacked. That much is going to come out in court proceedings. We've already seen videos that prove it. By men who were felons, one of which was a pedophile. So apparently, defending yourself against a pedophile and a serial abuser and felons is white supremacy, according to the left. They want Donald Trump to disavow that. Now, Trump's performance could have been much better. There were too many incidents where Donald Trump interrupted Joe Biden prior to him committing seppuku. Joe Biden's own ignorance on the issues should be on the ballot in November. The more Joe Biden talks, the worse he does. Now, I can't fully fault Trump because even if Joe Biden had a terrible performance, even if Donald Trump was completely reserved and absolutely presidential, the mainstream media would still say Donald Trump lost, would say that Joe Biden won, and then would perpetuate any statement that Joe Biden made. I believe that that was Trump's tactic, was to insert himself aggressively into any statements Joe Biden made, specifically to get rid of the talking points that Joe Biden was trying to perpetuate. Because as I stated earlier, Joe Biden's entire campaign tactic is to use the left-wing media to campaign for him while he hides in his basement. Now, we should have expected that Chris Wallace was going to play hospice nurse for Joe Biden, which he did. He made sure little Joey didn't make too much of an ass out of himself and saved him multiple times while deciding that he was in a position to also debate Trump. Because apparently Chris Wallace also saw that Joe Biden was not debating Trump. Joe Biden was merely just attacking and insulting Trump, but didn't really have any numbers, didn't have any policies, really didn't have a damn thing. So what's the next debate going to look like? What's my advice? Well, the next debate's going to be a town hall style, which means that they're going to be addressing voters directly. I think that this damages Joe Biden far more than it damages Donald Trump. The reason why is Joe Biden does not handle talking to people directly well. He doesn't handle pre-prescribed questions well. That's why he needs everything scripted and requires a teleprompter at almost every type of situation he finds himself in. I think that Donald Trump talking to the American people and Joe Biden talking to the American people, Donald Trump wins. Now, my advice to Donald Trump, sit down with your press secretary. Sit down with Kayleigh McEnany. Talk to her. Get her to teach you how to debate. She's excellent at being able to wing out facts quickly. We know that he has the memory retention of being able to quote things, and he should. A big fail point for Donald Trump is in the New York Times story about his taxes. They specifically show that he paid something like $5.2 million in income tax in 2016 and 2017, and that the IRS rolled it forward to future tax debt. If he had that exact amount, he could have very easily refuted Chris Wallace. When Chris Wallace said, "How much did you pay in federal income tax?" his response should have been $5.2 million between the 2 years. That would have been a good boon for Donald Trump. It would have shut Chris Wallace down. It would have shut Joe Biden down. And it would have shut the lies from the New York Times down. It's in their own article. Unfortunately, he didn't. He wanted to use generalizations. I don't think that that works well in Trump's favor. But then again, like I said, when you have an aggressive media who's going to lie about you anyway, I don't know exactly how do you handle that. We want to act like we live in this world where, oh, in the presidential debate, if everybody just plays by the rules, it'll be fine. But it won't. It won't. Maybe for the people watching it, it might. But the media lies all the time. They constantly gaslight. Even Chris Wallace during the debate brought up a lie. An absolutely disproven lie that Donald Trump said white supremacists were very fine people. So how would you feel if you were on the debate stage and everything you had to address was a flat out lie? But here are my notes for Donald Trump. As I said, get Kayleigh McEnany. I hope I'm saying her last name right. Get her to help you with your debate prep. Second, he should also make sure that he has ready actual facts and figures. Don't sit on the attack the entire time. Get Joe Biden to bumble, get him to stumble, and get him to misspeak. Trump's aggressiveness makes sense in a certain aspect, but I don't think it worked. Whatever he was attempting to do, I don't think it worked, and it made him kind of come off as shrill, defensive, and I don't think it served his interests very well. Don't get me wrong, I don't think Trump lost a vote that was already cast for him. But if he wants to gain votes, he's going to have to focus in on dispelling the lies, but also come off congenial to the American voters. Strangely enough, though, it was something like 68% of people who watched it on Spanish-speaking Telemundo thought that Donald Trump won the debate, which is kind of incredible. I will say that much to his favor. Nobody can say that Donald Trump was weak last night. Nobody can say that Donald Trump was tired last night. The same cannot be said for Joe Biden. Joe Biden literally had to be rescued by the moderator. That's pretty sad and depressing if you really think about it. But I want to know what you guys think, which is why I'm putting this video out for free. Although if you want to get more of our content, go to subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. And for $2.99 a month, you can help sponsor this program, keep us from having to pick up advertising and speak to advertisers, And also, you get a lot more content over there. That's subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. But down in the comments, let me know what you guys think. What do you think Trump's strategy should be? Do you think he did great last night? How do you want him to address the next debate? Let us know in the comments or email it to us at contact@wrongthinkradio.com. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.